The Torah of Yaakov ben Asher, the son of the Rosh, quotes a tradition from his brother, though it's a halachic encyclopedia, a halachic compendium. The Torah says from a tradition from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shalosh Regalim, the three major festival holidays, all are modeled after our avos. They correspond with different of our patriarchs. Pesach, he says, is Avram, associated with Avram Avinu. Shavuos is Yitzchak. And our Yontif Sukkos is connected with Yaakov Avinu. What does Sukkos have to do with Yaakov Avinu? If anything, a Sukkos is a place of hospitality. I would think it's connected with Avram, who's associated with Chesed. What does Sukkos have to do with Yaakov? Both Rav Tzedek HaKohen, the Vilna Gaon, based on a Gemara and Baba Kama, teach us that the first time a word or expression is used in the Torah, if we go back and look at the original time it's used, we can find its essence. We can find its deepest meaning, what it's really telling us about. It's not a coincidence. If you go back to the Torah and you try to find when is the first time the word Sukkos is used, it's in connection, it's in association with, give you one guess, Yaakov Avinu. Immediately following the anxious reunion that Yaakov had planned for, the threefold anticipation, preparation, the reunion and the attempted reconciliation with his brother Esav, immediately afterwards the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov nasa sukosa v'even lo bayis, ulumikneu asa sukos alken karashema makom sukos. Yaakov went to Sukkos, he built himself a house, he built himself a pen for his livestock, and he therefore called the name of the place. Very creative, the name of the city was Sukkos. He made Sukkos to live in, and he called the city Sukkos. The village was the village of Sukkos. At the end of this meeting, even though Esav proposes, let's go together. We've reconciled, we hugged it out, let's go together. Yaakov hesitates. Yaakov demurs, he gives an excuse about his children. And it says Esav goes back towards Seir, and Yaakov goes towards Sukkos. What is it about that exchange he had with his brother? That highly anticipated reunion. What happened? What was the conversation that made Yaakov leave and go towards Sukkos? The first time that word is used, what does it tell us about the yontif we currently find ourselves in? The Torah doesn't tell us exactly what happened in the conversation, but the Medrash fills in the gap. And I really just wanted tonight share with you a brief Medrash, the Medrash Tana de Be'eliyahu. Not Esav b'chalko olam hazev, Yaakov not b'chalko olam haba. The bracha they each received from their father, Esav was supposed to receive his portion, his blessing was supposed to manifest itself in this world, and Yaakov was supposed to be blessed for the world to come. Kshaba Yaakov mibeis lavan v'rais, av sheish li Yaakov nashim v'bonim v'avodim u'shvachus v'behemos v'kesav v'zav. They have this highly anticipated reunion, and Esav sees his brother, his long-lost brother, Yaakov, the ishtam yoshev o'alim, his younger, much younger brother Yaakov, who always was sitting and steiging in the Beis Medrash. Yaakov, who had no use for the gashmis, the physical parts of this world. And that younger, spiritual, Shana 14 brother, all of a sudden he sees, what does he have? Wives and children and slaves and animals and jewelry and gold and silver. Miyad Amar Esav LeYaakov. The Medrash tells us, Esav turns to Yaakov and he says, Yaakov Achi, Yaakov, my brother. Lo kacha martali shetito ato olam haba v'aniyeto olam hazeh? What's going on over here? I thought I get this world, and you, my holy roller brother, I thought you are exclusively focused on the world to come. What are you doing with all this wealth? What are you doing with all these things? Who are you? I don't even recognize you. U'minayin l'cho lo kol olam hazeh? Noshim binyon u'mamon, banu u'mamon, avadim u'shvachos? Lama atam eshtamesh v'nenem en advarim sh'b'olam hazeh kamosi? Amalo Yaakov, this is just a small amount what God has given me, and I'm not really identified with it. It doesn't define me. I just use it in this world to advance the pursuit of ruchnius and spirituality, but this isn't really me. The Medrash is telling us what really went on in this conversation. Of all places, Yaakov got Musar from his brother Esav. Esav says, who are you? I don't recognize you. That wasn't the deal, the way the brachos were supposed to be split up. And Yaakov clearly walks away from the conversation, reevaluating his relationship with his possessions, reevaluating his relationship with his things. Though he tells his brother, this material wealth, all this stuff, it's just stuff. It's just to help me through this world, but I know it's not who I am. But nevertheless, he clearly is shaken up by what Esav says to him, what Esav asks him, that he's become too identified with, too associated with his things. So Yaakov understands, what does he need to do to disassociate? What does he need to do to recalibrate his priorities? The Yaakov Nasa, where does he go? Sukkosa. when you come too connected to your things, when you start to think that it's things that give you happiness, not experiences, relationships, or people, when you start to define yourself by the square footage of your home or the decor or by the emblem or logo on the front of your car or by the expense of the tag in your clothing or by the size of your portfolio or a bank account, when we get confused between what we have and who we are, where do we have to go? We learn from Yaakov, this is his regel, it's his yantif. Where we go is Sukkosa, that's where we go. We leave the Diras Keva, we leave that permanence to remind ourselves of Diras Arai, the impermanence, the temporary nature of that Sukkah I'm living in, just like Yaakov. The Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, Yaakov went to Sukkos, we too have to go to Sukkos before we begin our year, before we begin that process, that journey towards trying to succeed and trying to accumulate and amass things, our aspirations to achieve and to have more. First, we have to go on that journey towards Sukkos. We have to live in the Sukkah. The 19th century American author and poet Henry David Thoreau has a great quote. He says, "We are happy in proportion to the things we can do without." Our happiness is defined. We are happy in proportion to the things we can do without. Sukkos isn't telling us we must do without it. 51 weeks of the year, we go back into the house. We live in the comfort and the security of the house. It's not teaching us we must do without it. We just have to prove to ourselves we can do without it. Because our happiness is proportional to the things that we can do without. And that's what makes it Zman Simcha Seinu. If our simcha, if our happiness is defined by what we don't have, we'll never be happy. Because there's always more. If our happiness is defined by what we have, we'll always be happy because we at least have something. Happiness is the result of experiences and of relationships, not things. And that's why, like Yaakov Avinu, the Yantif of Yaakov Avinu, we leave our homes and we go on that journey. We spend a week in a sukkah in the Diras Arai in order to remember that and experience the Zman Simcha.